Network Marketing 2.0, episode 108. For more marketing and free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friends, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to discuss with you two guiding rules to network marketing lead generations online. And this episode is in fact inspired by a video that I saw from Vic Streisers yesterday. So I'm going to put my own there's a lot that I want to share beyond what he shared. Specifically, what he shared was that if you're not in control of the creative that created the ads and the leads and the traffic that you are generating, chances are you're going to get burnt, because there's a lot of people out here that will sell you leads, sell you traffic, and sell you bogus everything. Okay, so make sure you are dealing with this trustworthy platform that absolutely care about giving you the right deal, okay? And you should know the creative that's creating the leads that you're generating as well, too. All right, so beyond that, I wanted to share with you lead generation. In lead generation, there are a couple of things that you need, especially when you're generating leads online. The couple of things that you need traffic. You need to find ways to convert the traffic to leads, and you need to convert those to sales, and you need to convert that to you need to convert those sales. A percentage drops off on every level of what I just shared with you. A percentage from the sales will convert to a continuity recurring offer, membership, right, and high ticket. Okay, you need to have those things in place. So let me repeat myself again. You need traffic landing on a landing page, preferably a lead capture or squeeze page, which is where they can enter name and email address. A percentage will actually fill out that form. When they fill out that form, they become a lead. As a percentage that will do that, typically you're looking for somewhere around 20 to 30% that will actually land on the page and convert. Okay. After they convert, now you have leads floating around your website. They're either watching a video, a sales letter, or a webinar, right? And after that, you give them a presentation, the sales presentation that's orchestrated to touch on emotional aspect of the decision making for everybody, okay? And once they do that, they convert to sales. A percentage will also convert to sales. Typically, you're looking for around 10% that will convert to sales. And then you're also looking for people from those sales. The sales could be small ticket, could be high ticket, but generally, if you want to stay in profit, you want to have a continuity offer. It means a way for you to serve those customers on a repetition basis, on a month-to-month basis, where they pay you a certain type of fee. If it's $37, $97, $197, something that they pay monthly. Also, in addition to that, you need some kind of high-ticket offer, something that's valuable enough for you to be able to charge $500 to $5,000 to $15,000. I've done everything in that range, and it puts you in profit quicker. It allows you to be able to turn money over quickly so you can do some more marketing, so you can send some more traffic. Because remember now, we just told you that about 20 to 30% become leads. From the 20 to 30%, about 10% become sales. And then from the sales, a percentage of that will also become a continuity recurring member, or somebody that will buy a high ticket item from you, something that can range from $500 to $5,000. That's how you stay in profit. So if you drive if you drive 1,000 clicks of traffic, that means human beings, human eyeballs, to a landing page, okay? And that landing page is a lead capture. In other words, it does nothing else other than to present an offer and ask for email address. And Once they enter that email address, about 30%, 20 to 30% will enter that email address. I'm repeating myself so you can see how it works, okay? Those 20 to 30% that become leads that actually gave you their email address will now be presented with a video sales presentation or a written presentation, text, which is we call a long form, or a registration to a webinar, a time that they have to show up. After that, they are now, you know, a percentage of them will become sales, okay? A percentage of the sales that you generate, those are customers. Those are tripwires, okay? Those are, they just now got inducted into the Hall of Fame of customers for you. But that's not the end of the road, because typically you may have a low ticket thing that you offer them first. Like $97, like $1 trial, like $37, something like that. But after that, you have to present them with another offer of an additional service that you can continue to do with them. That's a continuity offer or a high ticket item, meaning something that ranges, that can pay you from $500 to $10,000. Okay. And all of that and even more is available into this market. Even if you don't have your own product, you can actually become affiliated with a company that does that. And all you do is just drive traffic through the front end, which is the landing page, the initial landing page. And you let the machine do what it does, as long as the funnel is very well created, like I just described it to you. So that's pretty much what I have for you today. I wanted to give you a quick tip over there. Lead generation is something that I've missed out, and I want to make sure I touched it before I leave this show today, is the fact that that 20 to 30% people that actually give you their email address, that emails goes into an autoresponder. It's a little software, okay, so that you can consider your lead generation software, right? It's a software that maintains a database of all your leads. And also what it does is to automatically follow up with them by email. So you can set as many days as possible of emails that will automatically go out on a daily basis to follow up with everyone that gives you their email address. That keeps you in business, because the truth is that most people need seven exposures or more before they can make a decision, right? So, but if you don't put a system in place that follows up with them automatically, then you are losing money, because you're pretty much only offering them one time. You're giving them an offer only one time, and that's not what we're trying to do, right? We want to make sure that we milk every money out of every clicks and every leads that you generate into your business. This is applicable in any business. You follow up with them, you follow up with them for as long as it takes. And that list that you're building from generating leads as well is the number one asset right after your time in your business, okay? Because you can literally treat it like an ATM machine. You give, you see an offer that's valuable, that you think they will be valuable to your subscribers. You send an email out, they buy it, you make commissions, and you can continue to do that for as long as you maintain your list without having to spend new dollars on generating that leads all over again, because you had a system in place that generated those leads and automatically follow up with them every single day for as long as you want. You can also manually broadcast to them, so there are timely stuff that happens. For example, we just went past the Memorial Day weekend. You could have had a Memorial Day special, discount sales and things like that. You send it out to them as a special. People like bargains, they will pick it up. And also, in addition to that, if somebody doesn't want to hear from you again, they have the opportunity in every single email to click a little link that says unsubscribe, and you don't have to really annoy anybody. You're running a viable business. I'm going to suggest that you listen to this episode as many times as you need to until you grasp the concept of what I share with you in here, because this is ultimately what runs every online business. If you understand it, you got the game unlocked. That's what I have for you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.